Hello, this is Jasmine Rice with Good Things Are Gonna Come. And today's episode is one day, 1 minute, 1 second at a time. The best thing about the future is that it comes one day at a time. So here's a question you're never gonna hear me ask a waitress or a waiter. What do you recommend? And you might be asking why, but honestly, it's because they have completely different taste than I do. Why should I try the chicken that they're raving about when I went to the restaurant craving pasta? And honestly, if they recommend Brussels sprouts, don't even get me started. Former blog on that. You should take a look. I am a part of a Facebook group that lets you ask questions about the New York City Marathon if you're running it. People ask everything from what are your must-haves at the start line to how many porta-potties are going to be on the course. And someone recently asked the question that got me thinking not only about the race, but life. They asked, what is the hardest part of the race? And people began giving their opinions. The bridges, for sure. Or the first mile, it's all uphill. Somebody else said, the Queensboro Bridge, it's a bitch. And then, of course, mile 23, Fifth Avenue, faux show. Having run the marathon before, I could definitely agree that all of those spots were challenging. But as you read through the answers, you could clearly see that the hardest part is different for everyone. And the other issue I had with this question was that rather than getting excited about the upcoming marathon, all of these people were dreading these parts of the race. And yes, I know that you need to prepare and train for a marathon properly. But once you cross that start line, if you are already thinking about how awful mile 15 is going to be, you are, number one, missing what's happening during miles 1 through 14. And number two, you're starting with this bit of a negative attitude rather than going into it thinking, I'm going to crush this. And whether it's a marathon you're running or you're navigating something challenging in life, take things 1 hour, 1 minute, 1 second, and 1 step at a time. And remember, what is challenging for you is personal to you. No comparison is needed. The one day at a time philosophy is what I often remind myself when I begin to feel anxious about the future or a challenging situation that I'm facing. I remind myself, one day at a time. I take deep breaths, I focus on the present, and I slow my mind down because worrying about metaphorical mile 15, when I haven't even gotten to metaphorical mile 3, it's honestly doing me a disservice. You cannot compare your challenges or other people's challenges to your experiences. Your journey, or your race, if you will, is yours and yours alone. If you compare navigating any challenging time in your life to a marathon, remember people run faster than others. And many times we want to speed up or run faster to get to that finish line so our pain or our grief stops. But just like a marathon, if you start off too fast, you are most likely going to lose steam. You have to pace yourself. Take your time when you're navigating your next chapter of your life. It's one foot in front of the other, one day at a time. Just like the feeling of accomplishment you would have if you cross the finish line of a marathon, you have that same feeling of accomplishment when you navigate through that life transition you're being faced with at your own pace. One day, 1 minute, 1 second, and 1 step at a time. Remember, you got this.